I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Juneau election officials had to reject more than 700 ballots they received in the October municipal election. Some ballots will inevitably be rejected in almost any election by mail because of human error, missed deadlines, or other problems. But last year, issues with the U.S. Postal Service and local verification requirements led to the extraordinarily high rejection rate. First off, the final tallies for all seven contests in Juneau's October election were too lopsided for the rejected ballots to change any outcomes. But for voters, or rather attempted voters like Bria Mitchell, it still stings.
So I voted in the election my very first time with a mail-in ballot, filled it out, double-checked it. I dropped it in the ballot box.
She says she's voted in almost every election she's been eligible for over the last 20-some years.
Probably a couple weeks later, I got a letter saying that my signature didn't match. Can I please fill out this, that, and this?
That's what election officials call a cure letter. These letters flag a disqualifying problem with a ballot and offer the recipient options to fix it. In Mitchell's case, a pair of election workers trained in signature verification decided her signature on her ballot envelope didn't match the one on file with the State Division of Elections. Mitchell says she did the corrective paperwork and mailed it off. After the election was certified, she got another letter that said her ballot wasn't counted because her signatures didn't match. It's not clear from the second letter if there was a problem with her most recent paperwork or if election officials just didn't get it in time.
Made me feel pretty irritated. What I really wanted to know was how many other people got the letter. You know, like, of the chunk of voters in Juneau, how many people didn't count? That, you know, 10%, 1%?
City Clerk Beth McEwen heads up Juneau's local elections. Data she provided shows election workers rejected about 8% of ballots.
Very highly disappointing for both the voters and for our office.
She broke down why each of those 700-plus ballots was rejected. A handful came from ineligible voters. For example, people registered to vote in another community. A few people mailed in empty envelopes. About half were rejected because of a failure with the U.S. Postal Service. They showed up after Election Day without a postmark. This happened to some ballots in the 2020 election, when voters paid their own postage in the city's first election conducted by mail. But McEwen says it was a much bigger issue in 2021.
Because our assembly gave us direction that they wanted us to pay for the return ballots this year, we changed the envelope so that it was business reply mail.
That type of prepaid postage normally is not postmarked. However, a Postal Service spokesperson says there's been a long-standing policy to postmark election mail regardless of the type of postage on it, specifically because so many election laws rely on them. What actually happened was some ballots got postmarked, a lot didn't.
But we didn't learn that until after the fact.
McEwen says she was in touch with local Postal Service officials before the election and didn't expect it to be a problem. A Postal Service spokesperson didn't comment on the particulars of what went wrong. McEwen and the Postal Service say they're working together again to make sure the 2022 election goes more smoothly. That still leaves another big bucket of 323 rejected ballots that were like Bria Mitchell's, ballots that had a problem with the voter's signature or the piece of personal information used to confirm their identity. For comparison, election officials rejected about as many ballots statewide for those reasons in the 2020 general election. A tiny fraction of all ballots cast. State election workers don't have to compare signatures with the signature on file. For local elections, the Juneau Assembly added that requirement before the city's first election by mail in 2020. It's not clear why these were bigger problems in the city's second one. A state elections spokesperson says voters can request copies of documents with their reference signature and update it with a registration form or an absentee ballot application. Bria Mitchell says next time, she just plans to vote in person.
I mean, I'm not like bitter or anything, but I wouldn't vote like that again.
McEwen says she has some ideas to reduce the number of ballots rejected, like making more ballot drop boxes available. Other proposed election changes will eventually go to the Juneau Assembly for consideration. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.